The Positively Wolfie Podcast. Unqualified commentary on allegedly real news. The Positively Wolfie Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Positively Wolfie Podcast. They call me Mr. Positivity Wolfie T. You can follow me on Twitter at PositivelyWolf1. And if you want to email the show, you can reach us at PositivelyWolfie@Comcast.net. On today's show, we're going to discuss these nuts, Earth Girls Are Easy, and journalism at its finest. Today, I'm joined once again by my co-host, Brother Clint.
What's up, everybody? For real, you can't get rid of me. I'm here week after week after week.
We're recording late on a weekend, so we're both very awake today. And, it's going to be a very exciting episode of the Positively Wolfie Podcast.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it was an exciting day. I actually went and saw Fast and the Furious today, but I can't discuss it because Wolfie has not seen it yet. His ticket is for tomorrow.
Yeah, and I've not seen since Tokyo Drift. I've not seen any of the mainline Fast and Furious movies. So I'm hoping that it makes sense that I can go in fresh and still figure out what's going on. I did see Hobbs and Shaw and I did enjoy that. So I'm hoping that it's a similar experience.
Well, you just need to mainline the whole franchise and watch all of them on HBO Max before you go. there's some gymnastics in order to bring a couple of characters back, but no spoilers. John Cena is the magical brother of Dom Toretto, as we know from the trailers. I did enjoy some of the flashbacks on that. I did notice that it looks like Vin Diesel's son played a younger version of Dom Toretto in those flashbacks, by the way.
Oh, did he? I didn't know he had a, I suppose
I assume it's the son. I hadn't looked it up, but the credit for him was Vincent Sinclair Diesel. That was his name.
That's not his real name, though. Vin Diesel isn't his real name. Did he change it legally?
Like Ryback, maybe, or Ultimate Warrior? He could have.
I suppose in Hollywood, you just make up a name for the fucking Screen Actors Guild, and then that's what you get to be credited as.
I can't remember what his real name is. I think it's just the last name that he changed to Diesel, though.
I was thinking his last name might be Vincent, but yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But
I don't know. During the movie, I was like, the kid looks like Roman Reigns, shaved head, shaved facial hair, and, you know, just not jacked at all, just super skinny. Like, I was like, is this just a CGI Roman Reigns playing this kid?
Like, it'd be weird because Roman Reigns was over in Samoa in the Hobbs and Shaw movie.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not talking. He was not the head of the table in that movie.
No. Although he did a good job for the bit part he had. Speaking of bit parts, UFC heavyweight champion Francis Ngannou makes a little appearance as well.
I'll be looking out for that.
Yeah, he had about 2 minutes, and then he went bye-bye. So I won't spoil how. It was pretty amazing, though.
this is his first defeat since the first time he fought Stipe Miocic. I'm guessing he got beat by wrestling.
No, I won't say, because there's a major plot point that they abuse it quite a bit throughout the movie. So, you know, they're turning a knob on and off. I won't say what the knob is for, but they used it like for a good half of the movie.
I'll check it out. Speaking of John Cena, though, I think we'll probably be talking about John Cena in our first article today, along with our usual unqualified commentary on allegedly real news. These are real news stories, and we're not experts on anything, so we just discuss them and
Yeah, heavy emphasis on the unqualified as usual.
we'll probably get off on tangents and not even talk about the articles, but that's the charm of the show.
It happens.
If you've been around for a while, if you've been a long-time listener, you know that's the charm of the show. Just,
We
getting
just
off
like
on
to see where it goes.
tangents.
We usually circle back and come back to the article, usually.
We find our way back. Our first article today is from the New York Post, and the headline is "Cops Bust Thief Who Stole 42,000 Pounds of Pistachios." As we all know, John Cena is the pistachio elephant.
He is? I didn't know that.
Didn't know that from all them pistachio commercials with the cartoon elephant? That's John Cena.
That's good to know. No, I recognize him doing more and more commercials, but I guess I haven't seen the pistachio ones in a while.
I don't think they're doing that one anymore. They're doing shit, what's their new campaign? I forget what they're doing now, but it's not the elephant anymore.
Well, the only ones I remember are a bunch of different celebrities where they're like, "How do you open the nut?" And they just have a bunch of different ways. The Snoop was on there, and I want to say Martha Stewart, maybe. I don't know. It's a bunch of different celebrities I saw on there, though.
Yeah, I kind of remember those. I feel like I just saw or heard a commercial for pistachio recently. I can't for the life of me. I think they're advertising it as the original plant-based protein now.
That sounds right. I don't think it's the same one with that green stripe on it. I think it's a different brand.
What's the wonderful pistachio or whatever, which I didn't realize was the brand name until much later. I thought that was just the tagline,
It's a
but
little too generic. I mean, can they even copyright that? They're like, "Wonderful." No, that's too, bland.
think that's what it is. Wonderful pistachios. But yeah, they have a animated elephant for a mascot, and it was voiced by John Cena.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up on YouTube, but thinking about nuts and commercials, I think of Planters and redoing Mr. Peanut, starting with him as a baby nut. Like, who the fuck greenlit hashtag baby nuts?
They did that for the 2020 Super Bowl, and they're like, we're gonna kill Mr. Peanut. And then they did the baby nuts thing, and then COVID hit, and they're like, we're just gonna put that on the back burner for a while. We're gonna
Yeah, he's
pretend like that
a
didn't happen.
teenage nut now. I forget the actual words, descriptor, but yeah, they quickly moved on from baby nuts.
I think they were trying to piggyback on the popularity of Groot from
Yeah,
the.
they totally did a Groot, They blew him up and then he grew back from a child back to normal.
Which the Guardians of the Galaxy are like the few movies from the MCU that I actually really like. The rest of them are just kind of to me.
Yeah, Guardians 3 should be coming sooner than later.
Although Infinity Wars I liked. That was probably the one. Although I haven't seen any of the other than Infinity Wars and Endgame, I haven't seen any of the other like Avengers movies.
The original Avengers that came out in 2012, I mean, it wasn't the one that really started at all, but it was the first one they were all on screen together. That one was great. I mean, Sam Jackson had a big role, getting everybody together, and they had the Tesseract, and that was the first, whatever I'm gonna call it, that was in Thanos' glove, or ended up there out of the six, five, yeah, whatever,
Yeah.
five because it's five fingers, I guess. But
I think he had one in his like the middle of the hand too.
I think that's the fifth one. It might be six. I don't know. It's late. We already announced that.
I'm just going off like the last movie or the last two movies of the series. 'Cause before that I'm like I don't know what the fuck these things are. Like when they get into Infinity War, it's like starts in the middle of like an action scene. Like it seemed like it started in the middle of a movie, But I'm like, fuck it. Oh, we'll go with it. And then they start collecting the stones or whatever for his.
Oh, well, you know, to put it in wrestling terms, that's like the pay-per-view. Like, there's no, the talk is over. Like, that's what the previous 45 movies were about. And then, bam, we're at the fighting. Like, no, that's why it started right there, you know,
the
because
it's important thing.
It's not the middle. It's the fucking end. It's, you know, that was part one, and then Endgame was part two. I mean, they snuck in Captain Marvel, like, oh, we got to get in, you know, this Captain Marvel before Endgame. But then she disappeared for 2.5 hours of Endgame. Like, what was the point of making her so important?
Sorry, guys, I got more important things to do. I'll see you later. And then, yeah, she was like, and then everybody else is like eating sandwiches and crying for like an hour in Endgame.
Yeah.
The first half of Endgame was like a bad episode from the early part of season one of The Leftovers. Like when The Leftovers was still kind of finding its way and I couldn't figure out if this is going to be a good show or not. I'm going to give it another episode. I'm going to give it another one. That's what it felt like watching the first half of Endgame. Like everybody's just depressed and like all their friends just disappeared and they don't know what to do with themselves. And
I don't know how many episodes I made it into The Leftovers. 2, maybe? I don't know. That was one I did give up on. And I normally don't give up on shows.
Yeah, it's one of those where it's like you can't tell if it's going to be good until like maybe 5 episodes. Actually, it was like the second to last episode of season one. And I'm like, okay, now I know this is going to be a good show. But like before that, it was still on the fence. And then,
you know, see, I like the shows like Ray Donovan, where that first episode was the dude that was, you know, was banging the chick, and then she woke up to a dead chick. I forget what it was. And yeah, the guy called Ray Donovan to help clean up the body. And I was like, oh, this will be good. Or Wilfred. You remember Wilfred, right? You watched
that.
The first episode. Well, Elijah Wood can see Wilfred as a guy in a dog suit, but everybody else sees him as a normal dog.
Yeah.
And he's asking Elijah Wood, can I have some water? And he brings him like a dog bowl of water. He's like, no, why do I need that? I just need to put it in my bong. And he puts it in the bong, packs them all, and starts smoking.
Yeah, that was a good show. That was the American version. That was
the Australian American version,
too.
Although it was the same guy that played Wilfred in the Australian version.
Yeah, I think they got a lot more seasons over here. But that was a good show, too. But yeah, The Leftovers was like, man, this isn't great, but it's not bad. I kind of see like what they're doing, but like it's not there yet.
Yeah.
And then like the last 2 episodes of season one were really, really good. And then it's like, fuck, now I got to wait 6 months for the next season. Like, shit. Like, it just got fucking great.
That's the worst. And then
it kind of goes off the rails like the rest of, like, not in a bad way necessarily. Like, season 2 was really good. And then season 3 is just kind of wacky. But, overall, it's a good series if you stick with it.
Might have to give it a shot, you know. Like, I don't have enough to watch already.
It's nuts. Just like this guy. His shell game may need work, is the opening line of the article. It's a little bit of a, I think that opening line might need some work. A California trucker was busted. Busted for nuts. A California trucker was busted Friday for stealing a trailer with 42,000 pounds of pistachios and repackaging the nuts for sale, the Tulare County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post on Saturday. Alberto Montemayor, 34, is accused of moving a tractor trailer with the pistachios from the Montemayor trucking lot to another lot nearby where the nuts were taken out of 2,000-pound sacks and put in smaller bags, the sheriff's office said. So this guy must own the trucking lot, or his family does. It's got the same name as him.
He probably was like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to unhook my trailer in the right parking lot.
Cops had been called after the Touchstone Pistachio Company found tens of thousands of pounds of missing pistachios during an audit, according to the Facebook post. The sheriff's office added in the Facebook post that the remaining pistachios were returned to the Touchstone Pistachio Company. So this is like the easiest article that the Mark Lungariello, who wrote this article, this is the easiest article he ever wrote, because he just copied a Facebook post and then, you know, he put it in quotes, and then after each line he wrote, according to the sheriff in the Facebook post.
Yeah, and the actual post is at the top of the article too. So you can read it twice with no added information.
What? I guess he was selling the nuts? I mean,
yeah, he's one of those guys on the brown trench coats that opens up and he has all those big those bags of individual nuts, like, all ready to go. How many you want? I got two for tens.
I'm glad he's selling those kinds of nuts and not showing a different set of nuts.
Yeah.
That's where my mind went when he went to brown trench coat in the park.
Yeah, you want some nuts? What nuts?
These nuts.
You got them.
One of my favorite things about the These Nuts joke is on Dr. Dre's Chronic album. I forget what the song is called, These Nuts. And it's got a clip of Rudy Ray Moore doing a stand-up routine where he's talking about, like, I don't know if it's like he's talking to his niece or something in the story or something. And it's like, hey, if I had some nuts on my chest, would those be chestnuts? He says, yeah, they would be. If I had some nuts on the wall, would those be walnuts? Hell yeah. If I had some nuts on my chin, would those be chin nuts? Hell no, bitch, you'd have a dick in your mouth.
Oh, that's classic.
And then they have somebody doing the prank call with the D's Nuts punchline right after it before they get into it. It's like a double intro to the song.
That's great. They really don't do anything like that these days.
Well, I think the D's Nuts got retired after Welvin went super duper viral with it. Remember
yeah.
that guy? The D's Nuts guy?
Yeah, I don't remember his name. But yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Got him.
But you know, think about the skits, like, everything's streaming these days. They don't do skits of any kind anymore.
No. I don't even like listen to most new rap. Like, I've tried listening to some of the new stuff recently and like I can't do it. It sucks.
Yeah, the lyrics just aren't the same as what they used to be. And everybody's using like the same beat these days. Everybody sounds the same.
Everybody's got the same flow. I saw a while ago somebody pointed out that the flow that everybody does, which I guess Migos kind of started it being popular now, but
yeah,
they stole it from Lord Infamous of the 3-6 Mafia, which was fine when Lord Infamous was doing it because he was like part of a group of like four or five at the time.
Yeah, and, with different flows. Everybody had different flows.
Yeah, they all different flows, and you got like one verse, and you know that was fine. But like when everybody's doing it on every song for every, you know, every verse, like it gets fucking old.
Right. Exactly.
But yeah, so I don't know. Like most of it is like that now, and I can't get into it. Another thing that always was weird to me was when gangster rappers started rapping about like Instagram and Facebook. Like what? Like, why are you rapping about fucking Instagram and Facebook?
I mean, it kind of makes sense, but I mean, that's completely different. Everybody's at home now rapping, and it's not like back in the 90s when it was real gangsters that was fucking rapping. Like that was a problem.
I guess back in the day, like, you'd get people rapping about cell phones and pagers and stuff and two ways and... But,
well, that's my ringer, two-way freak. And I've been getting a lot of scam calls, so it's perfect. It's like, God damn, how the fuck did they get my number? They're beeping the shit out of me. Because it mirrors exactly what I think every time my phone rings. I'm like, oh God, another scam.
I wish I had a dollar for every time I get a call with the final notice that my car's extended warranty might be expiring or may have already expired. They don't know, but they want me to press one to connect to an operator or press two to put on their do not call list. It's the
I
final
gotta.
notice. It's the final notice. Why do I have to be on the do not call list? You're not supposed to call again. Like you said that from the top.
Right. Yeah. Why would you be offering a do not call list if it's so important? And then I got a new one the other day. It was I actually answered, and it was this is a confirmation of your payment of like $499 for like an iPhone 6 or something. Got double charged, and we need to refund you or something. I forget what it said. And it was like, press one to talk to somebody now. Like, oh yeah, they're gonna give me a refund, huh? For an iPhone I would never buy.
Right. I was like, well, if you got my info, just fucking refund it. Like,
Exactly. Yeah. No company's calling you to give money back. Like, you gotta call them.
you don't need to call me to tell me that there's money waiting for me. Just fucking credit my account.
Do it and send me an email.
I can't remember if I told on the podcast here about the time, like a month or so ago. Some guy with a heavy Indian accent called me to tell me that I had won a traveling grand prize from some, I don't know if it was a hotel company or something, like a travel agent. And he said I had entered at a mall and I had probably forgotten it. And I asked him like, well, so what's my name? Like, how do you know it was me? And he's like, we take privacy very seriously. We only have your phone number. Like, so I just wrote my phone number down on a piece of, on like a form at the mall, and I put it in the fucking bowl. And like, he's like, yeah, that's right. And I literally laughed at him, like on the phone. Like, I laughed like metaphorically in his face. And he goes, why are you laughing? Like, okay, tell me what I won. And he says, okay, get ready, you have something to write with? And I'm like, oh, like, okay. And he says, okay, I'll wait till you get something to write with. And then I put him on hold. I just like I put it on speaker with my microphone muted, and then like after a minute I unmuted and I said, hey, you still there? He says, yes, are you ready? I said, no, I'm still looking for a pen. Put him on hold again. And then a little while later I checked in with him and I said, hey, are you still there? I'm still looking for a pen. He says, oh, if you're busy, I can call back later. Like, no, I'm just looking for something to write with. And eventually he says, he called me back and he hung up on me, but he never called back. So,
Yeah, of course not.
but like anybody that knows me knows I'm not fucking signing up for a prize where you have to travel if you win, especially
Yeah,
during a
no.
pandemic. Like, fuck that.
Well, all them little fish bowls of putting your info on, for some random prizes just to give your information for people to email you about some timeshare, some bullshit. Like, it's you're literally like giving away your info for free and giving permission for all these people that hit you up.
Right. Well, then there's that Mitch Hedberg joke where he says, I have a business card, but it's only for those restaurants that have the contest, drop your business card to win a free lunch. And my business card says, Mitch Hedberg, potential lunch winner.
That was the whole thing. Like, I don't think a lot of places do that anymore.
I don't know how many people still have business cards, but I don't think it's as prevalent. I suppose there's some. You have
I
some
think it
Facebook
depends what
business
you're
cards.
doing. I mean, real estate for sure.
If you're doing sales or if you're an attorney or something.
Everything's fucking virtual now. Just give me your email. I'll send you emails 3 times a day for the rest of your life.
Or you could buy bags of pistachios. Would you want to, like, these are reclaimed pistachios from some guy who stole them. Like, they're going to just go and fucking package and sell these themselves.
I don't, how do you know so many people that want all these pistachios? 42,000 pounds is a lot. Like, who the fuck's eating all these pistachios?
I didn't know they were that popular. Like, I've never had pistachios, but I don't eat a lot of nuts. Like, I'm not a person that eats nuts.
I don't graze. Like, I'm not eating snacks between meals. Like, I know a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Nuts is, or maybe they're supplying bars. Do they still put out the little nut bowl, like, at the bar, so everybody who hasn't washed their hands can share the same bowl?
Maybe. This actually, I was reminded of a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode as we talked about it. As you talked about a bowl of pistachios, there was an episode where Larry David had to call somebody to apologize for something. I forget why. I don't remember why he had to apologize, but as he was apologizing, he was eating a bowl of pistachios, and the guy he was apologizing to, like, could hear him chewing on the, you know, making noise on the phone, and he's like, "Are you eating something?" He says, "Yeah, I'm eating pistachio nuts." He's like, "You can't apologize while eating pistachio nuts. Like, are they at least, like, shellless?" He's like, "No, I gotta shell them, and, you know, it's like, I gotta pull them apart." Like, "I don't accept your apology. Like, you're not taking this seriously, Larry."
Curve is funny, but it's, like, annoying to me at the same time. Oh, the Larry David is so great. I still remember in the Three Stooges remake, he was a nun.
I never saw that, but I remember that being in, like, the trailers and the stuff.
Yeah, he played an old lady. Will Sasso was Curly.
Yeah. He showed up on, well, I can't remember if it was just him or all three of them, but they were on Monday Night Raw one time, like, in character as the Three Stooges.
I'm not surprised.
And I think Will Sasso got body slammed or something.
That sounds about right, yeah.
But, yeah, Larry David just eating pistachios, cracking them open and, just, you know, eating them one at a time. Oh.
You know, for a Facebook post that turned into a copy, copied into an article, we sure talked a long time about this article.
We did. Probably too long. I think we need to take a break here and move on. So we'll be right back while you enjoy these nuts. All right, welcome back. Our next story, also from the New York Post, and the headline is, "Wife on Mars, : woman claims she's dating an alien, fed up with Earthmen." And I have the video paused right at the beginning. It says her name is Abby Bella, actor, creator. She looks like she's had quite a bit of work done on her face.
I'm waiting for the ad to finish, but I mean, is she one of the Bella twins? Triplets? The long lost sister, maybe? That's not a twin?
Maybe.
Oh God, yeah. Her lips are about to burst.
They're really glossy, too. Like, use the whole bottle lip gloss on them.
I can't lie, she's kind of hot. Maybe I'll tell her I'm from Mars. Maybe she could be my sugar mama.
She got some tickle bitties. Yeah, I don't know what kind of Earthmen she's looking at, but I'm sure she could find somebody, you know, somebody that'll be nice to her.
Looking at the captain, she was on Tinder, so that kind of explains some of that right there.
I'm sure if she's internet famous, like, she got a bunch of simps that'll do anything for her.
Oh, yeah.
She's probably on OnlyFans, too.
I bet it's just a publicity stunt, you know, to get everybody on her page and be like, "Look at my OnlyFans. Subscribe. $4.99 a month."
Maybe she and that sex doll from last week can get together and talk about how shitty men are.
Right. Oh my God, that doll was so creepy. Like, why would you program it to think that way?
I don't know, like who is that a turn on for? Like, I don't know, unless like somebody had like a rape fantasy where like, oh, I'm just gonna rape this doll while it talks shit about, you know, earthlings.
Or, well, I don't even think the person even would want to be touched. I mean, they just want to get talked down to and, you know, shamed, and then somehow that gets them off, you know, no touching.
I could see that, yeah. Somebody who's real wants to be submissive. Anyways, she's hot for a extraterrestrial encounter. It's much better than the last article's first line. In a scenario too outlandish for even Men in Black, a UK woman claimed that she is dating an alien that abducted her after she became sick of humans. Now she wants to normalize interspecies relationships. He doesn't want me just for sex and won't lie to me like many men on Earth. London actress Abby Bella, they spelled it with one L here, but in the video I think it's two L's.
Why does New York Post fuck up names all the time?
I don't know. Their editing is shit.
Maybe by the end she'll be Babby.
Well, if they spell Abby, A-B-B-I-E, they'll probably switch it to a Y or an E-Y later. Abby Bella told Cater's news agency of her alleged super long distance relationship, which she frequently posts about on her Instagram page. The 30 something, that's real good journalism there. The 30 something Bella's intergalactic romance reportedly began after she joked online one day that she wanted an alien to abduct her because she was bored of the pandemic. Before you could say ET phone home, the wish upon a star allegedly came true for Bella, who claimed on May 31, a voice in my dream said, "Wait in the usual spot." Although I had never heard the voice before, I knew what he meant, said the intergalactic gal pal, who decided to wait by her window the next evening.
That sounds like something WWE would do. They would kind of start an angle, but they don't know what direction to take it, so they kind of put a feeler out there, and then once they kind of get a bite, then they go that direction. I feel like that's what she's doing. She's like, oh, by the way, the next night I got, you know, a message from my alien friend. We're a thing now.
This reminds me of one of the few ICP songs that I have listened to on more than one occasion, and it's not really an alien, but it's like, I think Shaggy 2 Dope is kind of the main singer on the song, but it's, there's like a ghost or something tapping on his window, and like, he just wants her to come in and like, fuck him, and like, she gets him to go kill a bunch of people or something, and then like, she's just teasing him. In my room. Tap, tap, tap goes a piece of ass, and I wait in my room.
That sounds like a newer song. Like, I gave up after the six Jokers card, and I was like, well, this is kind of lame.
I don't know when it's older now, but I don't even know how I came across it. I just kind of randomly came across like a couple of ICP songs that I downloaded from people, and like, that was one of them. But yeah. Like, I don't really, I've only got like maybe two of their songs on my that I have downloaded. And the other one's a cover. It's what the fuck is it? It's
the one they use for the Oddities theme song, WWF.
No, I have that one. That's an original. It's Let's Go All the Way. Let's go all the way. Da 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 da
da da da da. Like, they were so weird, but like, they were hard though at the same time. Up until about that six Jokers card, the brothers, I forget what it was called, but I had the Ringmaster and whatever the third one was, Joker's Box or whatever. I don't know. Like, I was into them pretty big in like junior high, you know, just like everybody was in the Korn and ICP and Limp Bizkit. But you grow out of those things, you know what I mean? It's just a
Yeah.
phase.
I
And
don't
it's
know, like
weird looking back, like, how are these grown men targeting junior hires like that?
well, since I got on Spotify last year, like occasionally I'll kind of stumble on one of their random playlists where it'll be ICP stuff like kind of mixed in, and like a lot of it's better than I expected it to be. Like not all of it is good, but like they have a decent number of like actually good songs. But then they did like stuff with like 3-6 and Tech N9ne and like a bunch of like legitimate rappers.
Oh, you know what? I did see one with must have been 3-6. That was pretty good. It was pretty new. Well, it's probably 5 or 6 years old now, but I remember back in the day they did one with Kid Rock before he was fucking Kid Rock.
Well, they're all from Detroit, or
Yeah.
and then like Eminem turned on them. They had a feud with Eminem for a while, and did some parody songs where they call them gay and stuff, as was the style of the time.
Yes.
But I miss ICP Theater, the TV show they did on.
Oh.
I don't even know if that channel exists anymore. It was Fuse or something like that.
Was that what it was on? It was on two channels because it switched to Fuse the second year, I think, but I think it was on IFC originally.
Oh, maybe you might be right. But yeah, it was
They were like, it was like their version of Beavis and Butthead, like the original Beavis and Butthead,
it was like
before they came back and were just a cartoon, but.
Mystery Science Theater 3000 and Beavis and Butthead, but it was ICP making fun of music videos, like pop music videos.
Yeah, it was hilarious. I think my favorite episode was when they brought the lead singer Gwar in there in full costume. That wasn't long before he died, so it was kind of cool to see that before, you know, he passed, but them guys were fucking wild.
Yeah, it was funny some of the guests they would bring in, like people you wouldn't associate with ICP like at all. And then like they had Vampiro was like this the usher, like they were in the theater, right? So they needed an usher, and Vampiro the wrestler was the usher for one season, and then I think Greg the Hammer Valentine was the usher for the next season. And the hammer didn't say anything. He just looked mean, and then would like, hit his elbow, pat his elbow a few times because he had the bionic elbow.
Yeah.
But I, like, there was one where they're reviewing like a Christina Aguilera video, and like they're talking about how they like the fat Christina better than the skinny Christina, and like they're like impersonating her like fat Christina like getting up and like shouting at her assistants how she wanted a big Buford. Like she had like the smoker's voice, like he made it seem like she had like the smoker's voice, and it was like real rough living.
Well, I think pregnant Christina was my favorite.
But
She ballooned up everywhere, especially in the right spots.
and then they had one where they did a Daughtry video, and they're like, Daughtry is definitely the dude that snitches on the crew member for smoking pot in the corner.
Oh my God, those were my favorite episodes.
I miss that show. Like, say what you want about Insane Clown Posse, but like they're fucking entertaining in a lot of ways. Like, just outside of their music. Like I said, I don't have a lot of experience with their music, but like they did every major wrestling promotion they worked for, at least for a little while, like in the 90s and 2000s, and then
Well, they did their own for a while too, JCW.
and then they had the two movies they did, Big Money Hustlers and Big Money Rustlers, which I think are on Amazon Prime right now. They're pretty interesting. I think the second one's better, but it's they had a lot more money for that one for sure.
Right.
It was The first one's like a blaxploitation spoof, and then the other one's a Western. And they have all their label mates in the movie.
Well, of course, got to get the homies paid.
So, pretty interesting. But I don't think there's any aliens in there, unlike our story, which we should get back to.
You know, right in the middle here, before you continue on reading, is that Instagram post only has 61 likes, but yet it garnered a whole New York Post article.
Yeah, it says she has 1,702 followers. Like, how is that not blown up
I
yet?
did a refresh. It says 1704 on mine, so she
Okay.
got two while we're recording. It wasn't me and Wolfie, by the
Yeah, I'm not on Instagram,
way.
so I can't follow
Me
her.
neither.
Maybe they got her Twitter down below. Maybe I'll follow her on Twitter.
Maybe I should get an Instagram and just keep posting pictures of Bubba Ray Dudley. Be like, oh, look at this picture of myself today in this one.
I can't believe that bot told you how cute you were.
You're so handsome. You're a handsome boy, she called me.
That
Oh
old school Bubba Ray Dudley. What do you
yeah,
think?
that was before he got in shape. Like he was probably about 22.
Had his glasses on with the tape in the middle.
My God, he looked lost and confused, and
The
he did
tie-dye
look,
t-shirt.
yeah, looked like he just came from the buffet.
Least he doesn't have the Confederate flag bandana in that picture.
Not that one, yeah.
Because Dudleyville apparently was in the South. Back to the article, though. After the apparently sex-starved stargazer drifted off to sleep, a flying saucer appeared outside her window at around 12:15 a.m., whereupon a bright green beam transported her up to the UFO, she alleged. Once aboard, Bella said she encountered five aliens which had very tall and slender human-esque forms. And then they gang-banged her. Anyway, no,
I like how, you know, they say there's this big bright green beam, but like nobody else is awake at this time. Like, you know, New York's the city that never sleeps. I think this was New York.
No, it's in London she's from.
London. Oh yeah, London. Even better because there's so many goddamn cameras in London. Like nothing, no one picked this up.
No, just her. I couldn't see them clearly, and they telepathically said I'm not ready to see them in their true form, she claimed. But from what I could see, they had a slight green hue and big black eyes with human features such as eyebrows.
Or she was in a glory hole with aliens.
Yeah, this sounds okay. The awestruck alleged abductee was initially worried that she would be stuck on the spaceship permanently, but after a few seconds realized it was all about love, she gushed. There's one who connected with me and expressed his feelings, said Bella of her interstellar suitor. I didn't get his name. I didn't get his name, but I felt the exact same. She added, it felt like being in love times 100. And while supposedly claiming that dating a human was taboo, her interplanetary paramour was willing to give it a go per her outlandish testimony.
I'm glad we're admitting that. Even New York Post is like, this bitch is crazy. And, you know, that's saying a lot considering all the articles they put out every day.
She's breaking down barriers in the alien culture. She's the first inner species relationship.
This article makes me think of that episode of Judge Mathis where this old guy sued his neighbor because he didn't rake his leaves and then the wind blew it into his yard and he had to rake again. And Judge Mathis got to the end and he's like, you just wanted to be on Judge Mathis, didn't you? And he's like, yeah, I did. This chick just wants to get on the New York Post.
I mean, she must have heard about all the anal probes that they do on spaceships, and she's like, yes, I'm totally up for it. But it's funny that there are five of them, and like it's such a taboo that the other four are like, yeah, go for it, dude. Like we're 100% behind you.
Right. Yeah.
Like, do you want to?
They were just gonna smash and pass, but this one dude caught feelings. This one alien caught feelings.
Like, do you want us to hold her down? It's like, no, man. I think we're gonna have a real connection with this one. Like,
I wonder, you know, like I just finished watching a bunch of Chucky movies last week, and I wonder if an alien impregnated her, like if there actually was one, right? There's probably not, but would it be like a voodoo baby where it just like she gets pregnant and a day later she's so big the baby pops out like already, and then the baby's like full grown like 2 or 3 days after that?
Oh my god, that's the premise of fucking Valerium. No, what was it called? That with fucking Jesse Eisenberg, where they're stuck in the fucking
Vivarium.
Vivarium, yeah. It's like the basis of that movie.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, they just had to replace the guy that was putting people in these homes that are all empty.
I think The Simpsons did this too, where Marge got impregnated by one of the space aliens, and then like it came out as Maggie, but she had tentacles. On one of the Halloween specials.
Oh, yeah.
But I think there's a bunch of other ones that are like this, too, where, like, an alien impregnates a woman on Earth. And
yeah,
it's a pretty common trope.
Vivarium. I haven't seen that since I watched it. Like I haven't seen it anywhere. Like, it disappeared. Like, it's not, like, on my recommended or on demand or anything. Like, I don't know where the fuck it is, but
I think it was an Amazon movie. It's probably still on Amazon Prime.
That sounds about right. But I liked when they're flipping through the different dimensions at the end. They fell in between the house or whatever. Right. And then they saw, like, you know, the different hues, the colors for each dimension. The same thing happening over and over and over.
Well, how about this? Back to the article. However, Bella alleged that she declined Alf's invitation to stay for fear of being imprisoned, and after 20 minutes was returned safely home. It's a 20-minute man, huh?
If it was love times 100, why did she think she was going to be imprisoned?
It's totally unrelated, but that line makes me think of fucking a DJ Paul line on the Tech N9ne song Demons, where he goes straight wildin' 9/11 times a fucking thousand. And the rest of his verses about raping a woman in front of her husband as he holds the husband at gunpoint.
It's fucking crazy.
And then at the end, he says, "I got caught because of a fucking dick hair."
No.
Totally unrelated. Oh, kind of. Not really, but a little bit.
That's a whole nother tangent we could go as. How is there nut hairs on the urinal all the time? Like, how that shit just falls off all the time? Like, I don't understand. Anyways,
I don't know. They spelled ALF and they didn't capitalize ALF as the.
I didn't know. I thought she didn't know any of these dudes' names, you know. And then what's with this inflatable alien that she has in these pictures? She's posing with it like it's fucking the actual alien.
Well, ALF from the TV show, ALF meant alien life form, and they just call him ALF for short.
Oh,
and I think that's what they mean here, but they didn't spell it like it's an acronym. They spelled it like it was a name,
right?
Like short for like Alfred or something, or like Mac and Me. Like in the movie Mac and Me, the kid's just like he's a MAC. He's a mysterious alien creature, so I'm just gonna call him Mac, and like he assumes that everybody else knows what he's talking about when he calls him a Mac,
right? The Return of the Mac.
But it was like a ripoff of E.T. Like everybody knows what E.T. stands for, I guess, but Mac, not so much.
Well, I don't know too many people that use mysterious on a regular basis in their vocabulary.
What was funny about that movie, like, in E.T. feeds them Reese's Pieces, and Mac and Me, he gives them Coca-Cola and Skittles. And then they go to a birthday party at McDonald's. There's so much product placement. It's fucking hilarious. Like, there's a full-on dance party at McDonald's, and Ronald's there, and it's just wild. And then Mac is wearing some like bear costume, and he gets up on the counter and cuts a rug, and really, really gets into it. The movie's terrible, but it's hilarious. It's bad in the best possible way. The main kid's in a wheelchair. They throw him off a cliff at one point. It's hilarious. He survives, but it's fine.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
We're gonna get back into this article because we need to finish this up.
I think this article is going to finish with a bang. I kind of looked ahead a little.
While it appears that our alien acquaintance may be off planet, they're not necessarily stuck in the friend zone. I hope he comes back, and I'm willing to visit the Andromeda galaxy, which is where he lives, said the heart-sick space cadet, who keeps an overnight bag by her window in the event that her lover returns for some nebular nookie. That is one of the best lines that I've ever read out of the New York Post. The heart-sick space cadet, which is
I
just
did it for the
insulting her.
Nebler Nookie. The
Go figure. Online gawkers apparently found Bella's interstellar Shape of Water story hard to swallow.
I bet she didn't have a hard time swallowing.
First of all, Shape of Water is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It's so stupid. It won Best Picture. It's some fantasy about a woman who can't talk, who has sex with the fucking creature from the Black Lagoon. And then her gay neighbor tries to hit on some dude at the local cafe or diner or whatever, and the guy's like a Nazi or something. I don't know. And then they're obsessed with old Hollywood. Like, it's like all the boxes that Hollywood checks for their fucking wokeness, you
Yeah.
know? It's like, yes, interspecies love, gay story, old Hollywood, period piece. Oh, amazing. Best friend is a person of color. The
No,
bad guy is a middle-aged white guy.
I never saw that movie, because, I was very disappointed to find out that it was not the dude from Hellboy. The fish guy from Hellboy. I thought that was who Shape of Water was about. I was like, oh, he's getting a spin-off movie. That's awesome. But then I found out it was an interspecies love story. And I was like, what? Well, is it still the dude from Hellboy,
It's so bad. It's so bad. Oh, it's so dumb. And then like there's a like the woman who's the lead character is like a janitor at the secret military like research base, and like she just has free access to the experiments and like can just go start fucking them whenever she wants, apparently. Like
Oh
nobody,
no.
there's no security. It's And then
Well,
Michael Shannon's the
gonna
bad
break
guy.
in and fuck them. Yeah,
Like Michael Shannon's the bad guy. He's like, you can't fuck the experiments.
it
Oh, Jesus. And this hard to swallow line is it's a great scene out of the movie No Holds Barred when Brell, the evil TV network president, is trying to get Hulk Hogan's character Rip to come break his contract with the other network and come work for his network. And Bricks or Rip says, my word is my bond. I don't break it for anybody. And Brell gives him a blank check and he says, I find that a little hard to swallow. So Rip takes the blank check and he shoves it down his throat and he says, I won't be here when this pat or I won't be here
This
when this
check clears.
clears.
That was great.
Now that is a great movie, No Holds Barred. Shape of Water, not so much.
Yeah, definitely watch this movie. Watch now. On No Holds Barred. I believe
It's
it's on Tubi still, so it'd be free. Go check it out.
Is it on Tubi? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it
Tubi,
is. There's like
Tubi,
a.
I don't know.
I think it's Tubi, like tube, like the TV tube.
I suppose if I say like Tubi, it clicks too much with Teletubbies, and that invokes a lot of nightmares and a lot of people like myself.
There was two Bs, then I'd be okay. You could call it Tubby, but it's only got one B.
Yeah, I can't keep them all straight. There's all these different spots, and then there's that Pluto TV, which movies are on sometimes, but then they have like live channels.
Yeah.
I don't know what's on there. Looks like Glory Kickboxing's on there, which would be something I'd be interested in because I only know that because they emailed me about it. But it sounds like there's a lot of live shit on there, and nobody ever fucking mentions it ever.
Well, there's live channels, but it's not necessarily like live content. Like it's just
Yeah,
like
like
if
the
you don't have,
WWE Network
like
live
if you don't,
channel.
yeah, I feel like you don't have cable and you just want to have like a, I guess there's some news channels that do live content, but like they have like a Spike TV channel that shows old Spike shows, and then like I think there's an Impact Wrestling one that shows old Impact Wrestling
Oh,
shows.
Spike's on there. Can we find Repo Games on there?
I think I looked once or twice, and like every time I looked, it was like fucking who was that, Duck Dynasty or something? And it's like I don't even know this was on Spike.
No, that was on A&E, I think.
Yeah, so I was like, why is this on Spike TV? Like, this isn't like show some answers or
It's
something.
funny Spike lives on that because I thought Paramount took him over like completely and bought all their shit.
Yeah. So I don't know how that works, but there's like a bunch of stuff. It's like they show old shows on a lot of the channels, but like it's not on demand. It's just like on a regular schedule.
Makes sense.
But we really need to get through this article. People have said I'm wrong to think about having sex with an alien, lamented the flustered Martian lover. Some have dismissed what I am saying, whilst most people are angry about the dating part. However, Bella insisted that she isn't seeing stars. The Martian worshiper claimed that the practice is only controversial for those who haven't considered interspecies dating, which she said has been unfairly stigmatized, just like interracial relationships were in the past. Bella, for one, welcomes sextraterrestrial encounter, welcomes asextraterrestrial encounter. She feels aliens provide that extra quality of care not offered by mortal men, who, with some exceptions, tell lies and have double standards. I think aliens are vilified, but they aren't bad, Bella added.
Why do they call her a Martian worshiper when she said earlier he's from the Andromeda galaxy? Mars is right next door.
Right. I like how she has a, they have a picture of her drawing of what the fucking aliens in the ship look like. And like they're
It looks like a sun that's silently judging her.
and then it's like a sombrero. So
It's
it's
like a Kentucky Derby hat.
right. In accordance, the devout alien the devout alien ogler or ogler, is it ogler or ogler? Said she
Don't know.
plans said she
Ogler.
plans to be one of the first couples to normalize interplanetary hookups, which she sees as the next phase of human development. Despite her desire for space sex, Bella doubts that ET will phone her home. I don't think he will be able to visit Earth, as the government might take him and use him as an experiment, she said.
What a fucking crackhead. I want to know what she's on because I'd like some.
Well, I mean, this is true, like, because the CIA or whatever has released all the UFO files, and they said aliens are probably real.
I mean, they have to be. I mean, there's like billions of planets out there. I mean, there's got to be life force somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know if they would come to Earth though. Not for this lady. Like, she doesn't look too bad. Like you said, she probably had some work done on her face, but I mean, she's good enough looking.
I would abduct her for sure.
She should just get an OnlyFans if she's so lonely.
Kind of a fan of the braces on the mid-30s look too.
Anyways, how about this lady in our third article, also from the New York Post? South African woman who claimed to have record 10 babies was lying, colon officials.
Oh, she was? Holy shit. All right.
No kidding. I saw so many articles about her giving birth to 10 babies and like.
Everybody took that shit and run. They got burned by not fact checking that fucking social media. I don't know which one it came from. Facebook, maybe. They like stole it and ran with it and they didn't fact check it. Now they got fucked, apparently.
Including the New York Post, but like there are several outlets that reported on this, and I think New York Post is the only place I saw them print this article.
I saw like a couple versions. The second one was like, the doctors thought there was only six, but then four more popped out. And he was like, where did these come from? Like, they couldn't fucking see it in an ultrasound. Now it makes sense.
I think there was another woman who that happened to, like she had like eight or nine.
It was
And
definitely this one, though, that I was reading an article about, but I don't know if there was another one.
because I know I had a different article that was it was what you said, like she had nine babies and she thought she was only gonna have like seven. And then this lady came out and she says, fuck your nine babies, I had 10 babies. But this picture of her, she looks like she's got like a yoga ball under her fucking dress.
Something, yeah.
My favorite part of this is when I saw this headline come out, I was able to post a clip from Norbit that fits so perfectly.
Is there anything you can't post an orbit cliff to?
There's very few things that don't relate to Norbit. But this one, so in the movie Norbit, Norbit is going to leave his wife, Vespucia, and to stop him, she says, I'm with child. And so he comes back. He's like, well, I can't leave you. You're with child. And then, later they're at like a fair or something, like there's some kind of like outdoor festival or something in the town square, and Rasputia tells Norbit to go get her another wine cooler, and Norbit says, you can't drink, and she says, why not? Because you're with child. And she goes, what child? Oh yeah, that I had gas, still got it. And then she farts, and like Eddie Murphy as Norbit has like the best like slow reaction as he smells the fart.
Yeah.
And he's just like, you can see him like it hits his nostrils and like it takes like a second for him to, and then he's like, oh, and they like make these faces, and then he walks away, and then she farts again and she goes, twins. One of the funniest scenes in the
My
movie,
God.
in a movie full of funny scenes. That's right up there with some of the best. Twins gets me every
Well,
time.
that kind of goes with the meme where they're like, are you pregnant? No, I'm with burrito.
I got your baby right here.
Oh, damn.
So I tweeted that out as a response to this article, and it fit perfectly. I think I did see another article in between the one about her giving birth to 10 babies and this one, where they said like her husband said that she had mental problems, but I didn't like read into it, so I don't know exactly what he said, if he like outed her or what the deal was. But I'm interested in hearing what this article has to say. The South African mom who claimed to have given birth to a record 10 babies was not even pregnant, a local government inquiry found. The Gauteng provincial government said Wednesday it had conducted a thorough check with all hospitals in the area to establish the veracity of Gosiami Tamara Sitholes. It's shithole without the H. Sithole? Sitholi? How should we
I
say?
have no idea. It's South African. I don't I don't know how their dialect goes.
I don't know. I'm going to say Sid Hole. Sid Hole's claims that she had given birth to decuplets. None of the hospitals.
Decuplets.
Is it decuplets?
Yeah.
It's uplets, but with the 10 prefix.
Like, if you think of decathlon, that's 10 events, right?
Well, and then there's decimal. No, that's not work. That doesn't work. Fuck. Yeah. I was trying to think of something else where it's pronounced like a s sound.
Well, I think if you think of like shapes, it goes hexagon is what, 5 or 6. Octagon we know is 8. And then decagon is 10.
Pentagon is a wrestler. So is octagon, actually, but there's actually a midget version of octagon called Octagon Cito.
That's hilarious.
He used to wrestle in the WWF, I think, back in the 90s.
They have midget wrestling in Colorado from time to time, speaking of midgets and wrestling. There's a midget wrestling show that comes around every now and then on my Facebook. It's like, are you interested in going? Yes, but I haven't actually gone yet.
I think, I don't know if it's the same one, but they had a reality show about one of those promotions, and I think Hulk Hogan might have ran it for a while, where he was involved in it or something.
Yeah,
but I don't know. WWE had they called it the Juniors Division in like 2006 or something, and it was great. But like, you know, they have a 20-foot by 20-foot ring, and they got these like 4'2" guys running back and forth, like. They're running out of steam halfway across the ring.
You know? Like it was, sitting there waiting for him to get back to you.
It didn't quite work out, but it was fun while it lasted. But let's see. None of the hospitals in the province, public and private, had any records of such births at their facilities, the government said. We always trust the government. When officials finally reached Sithole 37, whose own husband could not contact her, she was taken in for a 72-hour psychiatric evaluation that was extended by a week, the officials said. Well, it's funny that her husband is like, I don't know what's going on with her. Like, she just kind of left one day, and I haven't seen her since. It has now been established by medical practitioners that Miss Sithole did not give birth to any babies in recent times, the statement revealed. It has been established that she was not pregnant in recent times. The government said it instructed the state attorney to institute legal action against the paper that broke the story, the Pretoria News, over a follow-up story that suggested the government was trying to cover up medical negligence by holding Sithole. So this Pretoria News apparently was the original source that everybody else probably branched off of without investigating themselves. And then it sounds like they followed up the story by saying that the government is lying about her not giving birth so that they can cover up medical negligence, and that they're keeping her in, you know, institutionalized to keep her from talking about it, which is fucking insane.
I mean, this story is getting weirder and weirder. Like, I thought maybe I didn't pay attention to any of this, really, because I think you sent me this article before, and I didn't read it, like, thoroughly. But, I mean, there's a picture of her with her husband with this big old belly. Like, he was not in on it at any point in time. Like, it looks like they're interviewing him. Like, he didn't just say at that point in time, you know, just start hitting the belly. Like, this is fucking fake. She's a fucking liar.
No, I never see my wife naked when she's pregnant. We had sex one time 9 months ago, and now look at her. Who would want to have sex with her?
Here, let me show you how it's going to be now. And he just throws the hot dog down the hallway. Here, let me show you again and again. Here, we'll do three at a time this time.
It's like a clown car up in there. They just keep coming. Is that a stereotypical accent? I'm not trying to be racist with the accent, but he's from Africa, so we'll excuse me for trying to stay in character. These allegations are false, unsubstantiated, and only serve to tarnish the good reputation of Steve Biko Academy Hospital and the Gauteng provincial government, the statement said. This is fucking insane, man. The government said it was deeply concerned by the conduct of the paper, particularly the editor of the Pretoria News, Mr. Piet, is it Piet? P-I-E-T. That's a weird name. Piet Rampetti, who would also be part of the lawsuit. Rampetti penned an apology to his employees, declaring sadness and regret over the debunked scoop, admitting his reporting was lax because he was friends with Sithole and trusted her word. Like, he doesn't,
like, come on, like, how good of a friend are you if all of a sudden she just shows up one day with this huge fucking yoga ball belly? It was like, I'm having 10 babies.
You would think like, you'd be like, hey, hit me up with some pictures for my story, you know? Like,
of the yeah, baby. Or where is the after picture with all the fucking babies? Like, that's normally how these stories go. I remember Octomom, like, it wasn't a story till they had all the babies' faces there.
That's right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, fucking, like, where, you know, where's the picture of the 10 cribs lined up in the room, you know?
Or like on The Simpsons when Apu and his wife had their 8 babies, and then the white couple came and had 9, and the 8 babies were old news.
Right.
Let it go. They would take them to the fucking zoo to be exhibits. And then, like, fucking Eddie Munster was there for some reason. I forget the whole deal. But
yeah, right.
What was his name? Butch Patrick, the actor that played Eddie Munster on the TV series.
I think so.
But he's still, in the Simpsons world, he still looked like Eddie Munster.
Speaking of the Munsters, I saw that Rob Zombie is going to direct a Munsters movie now. Like, he just signed on to do that.
I've heard about that. I don't know if I've seen anything like official about it, but I've heard, like, or I've seen people on Twitter talk about it like it's official.
I think it is. I don't know. Like, I saw an article, but, like, you know, just because he signed on now doesn't mean it'll actually happen, you know, because movies sometimes take a year or two to fucking make, and then...
No,
you know, sometimes they get scrapped if the interest kind of dies out on it. So,
well, I don't know what studio is paying Rob Zombie to make movies anymore. I think that kind of ended with Halloween 2.
Well, he did a couple after Halloween 2.
Yeah, but they're like Lords self-produced, I think.
Maybe. I mean, he did Lords of Salem and 31, and I thought there was a more mainstream one he did too, but I'm blanking on it.
Yeah, I don't remember. But I don't think any of those got wide releases. Because I think like his last 3 or 4 all went either like the limited release, like 3 from Helgot, or the like straight to DVD or whatever. Because nobody would distribute them.
Yeah, well, 3 from Hell was kind of like a passion project, I think you can call. Like, he just wanted to cap off that House of 1,000 Corpses series.
Which is weird, because they could have just ended it after the second one.
Like, well, I mean, like, they had to explain how they survived 1,000 bullshots each.
They're the devil's rejects. He wouldn't let them die.
Yeah.
Except for the one that died in prison.
Well, he got executed, though.
He was just old.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to the story. I'm sorry for the reputational damage the aftermath of the story has caused for the group, the company, and my colleagues in general, he wrote, according to an email seen by News24. To be blunt, the story provided detractors with an opportunity to cast aspersions on the professional integrity of not only myself, but also my colleagues in the group. For that, I am extremely sorry, he reportedly wrote. Said that the couple refused to talk to other journalists because they were friends of his, saying that he felt there was nothing to investigate.
Maybe the lack of babies? Jesus Christ. I mean, how fucking dumb.
They had no reason to lie to me about the pregnancy. For me, it was a story of celebration. Hence, I never demanded documentary proof of the pregnancy, such as scanners or clinic cards, for instance, as I would normally do with an investigative story, he wrote, according to News 24. However, judging by the sudden turn of events and the reaction from the government and our detractors, I was wrong, he admitted.
It didn't sound like it was hard to figure out she wasn't pregnant.
Well, it's like, this just goes to show like what bullshit journalism is today. Like, you're friends with somebody who tells you a lie, so you write a story about it. It gets picked up by international news sources who run with it based on your being the source. And then, like, New York Post just happens to write a fucking follow-up on it. But like I said, I've never seen, or I have yet to see anybody else that reported on it have a follow-up that said it was fake.
I have not either. You know, this lady and the lady from the last article that was dating the alien or wanted to date the alien, it's the same idea. It's right. You know, whatever fucking ridiculous idea to get attention, and it's just so absurd. You know, the alien one, I mean, in London they have so many fucking cameras, like no one saw the green light, and now this one, like, obviously there's no babies or even record this lady was pregnant. Like,
well, like, how long did she pull this off for? Like, did she just show up like this one day and like, hey, I'm pregnant with 10 babies? And he's like, let me write an article about it. And like, you just saw her like last week and she was just normal looking.
Well, it's pretty obvious this writer was in on it though, like to get the 15 seconds of fame.
Well, he must have been. I mean, either that or he's just dumb.
He probably made a shit ton of money on it too.
But, well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe with everybody picking it up, I don't know if he got paid for that stuff or.
I think they got to license it.
I'm not sure how that works. But wouldn't it be funny if, like, it was just a tumor?
No, I guarantee it's just a fat suit. or it's actual yoga ball.
Like, it looks like a yoga ball.
Like, I just thought this bulge looked so unnatural. I mean, if you have that many babies, like, you're going to have the huge prego titties like Christina Aguilera or Salma Hayek, right? Like, there's no, you can't see this chick's tits at all. Like, by the belly.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Speaking of Salma Hayek's tits, New York Post keeps tweeting out the story about how her tits get bigger as she gets older. Like, they've been tweeting that like four times a day for the last week.
Yeah, I bet they really researched that one. They researched the hell out of that.
And I'm like, yeah, that's
the,
nice.
The writer's wife at, you know, 2 a.m. is like, honey, are you coming to bed? No, I'm researching for this article.
Like, when was the last time Salma Hayek did a nude scene in a movie? Because I need it for research. But, yeah, this lady, you can't even see her fucking titties. Like, if she had 10 babies, wouldn't she have, like, milk for 10?
Like, super huge titties. I mean, they grow when you get pregnant, so I don't know if it'd be 10 times the size it would be of a normal pregnancy or... Like, it would be a lot, either way, I think. A lot of titty.
I didn't really read the original article. Let's see. The original headline was, South African woman who claims she gave birth to 10 babies hits back at dad. So, that's not even like the original article. There's an original article.
That was the one, that headline was the one where he was calling the wife crazy, I think.
Yeah, and then there's another one before that that says South African woman claims she gave birth to record 10 babies at once report. That makes it sound like she just like opened her legs and just they all plopped out at the same time.
Well, after like two or three, they'd probably just fly out. It's like going down the water slide.
Oh my God. Now I'm thinking of that clip on Tosh.0 where they show the lady give birth in the kitchen standing up by herself. Do you remember that one? It was fucking gross.
Kinda.
Like she put down some like newspaper, like it was the fucking, dog training or whatever. And she's like hunched over and she caught the baby as it fell out of her. It was something else. But yeah, this lady, no records of her giving birth to 10 babies. But this one article, it says she was 7 days and 7 months pregnant. I wonder how long she planned this. Like, did she? There's one picture of her standing up. She's got some like crutches. Like, she must have fucking planned this for months. Oh, here's the last line of the original article. Her husband, who is unemployed, said that he felt like one of God's chosen children, even when he thought he'd fathered eight kids. So this must have been.
He was in on it.
So this must have been the one where they originally thought it was eight and then it turned out to be 10. But there's a link to see also that says Malayan woman, Halima Sise, expecting seven babies, gives birth to nine. So I think that one was legit. And then this lady must have heard about it and she's like, fuck it, I gave birth to fucking 10 babies.
Reading that the middle timeline article where he's like, stop sending money because I haven't seen the babies. Like,
Oh, that's right, because they did a GoFundMe. Fuck. God, another reason not to give the fucking GoFundMe. Like, I get people have, good intentions, but how many times it's bullshit? It's like it's not worth it.
okay, if you're the father, why aren't you at the hospital? What you have having at least eight babies is what it said. He knew at the time, supposedly, right? But at this article, it was at least a week or two since he claims to have seen his wife, and he's like, I don't want the money until I see my babies. It's like, what? What does that mean?
Yeah, like even if he's like old school, like pacing in the waiting room, smoking cigarettes, like he'd still be at the hospital, right? It's
I
not like
mean,
he's
wouldn't she
got
be pissed if he wasn't?
a, it's not like he's got a job to go to.
Oh, so this second article, they're starting to get the hint that these babies aren't real.
Just
Yeah,
wild.
because the caption on the last picture says local authorities have been unable to trace the new mom to any public or private hospitals. And then the article that we were reading here today is from June 24th. So this all happened in about 3.5 weeks.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just goes to show you can't trust fucking mainstream media. It's fake news. Fake news.
Lazy. They're fucking lazy.
Laziness. Reporting on fucking Facebook and Twitter posts. Reporting on their friends, word of mouth about shit that's going on. I don't need to investigate it. It's just a story about my friend. But, I don't know. Let's.
Maybe they're more unqualified than us.
Well, I was going to say, what you should do is tell your friends about us at the Positively Wolfy podcast because we are real and we are exposing this fake news every week.
Maybe we should hashtag that on this release. Hashtag fake news.
Is why it's allegedly real news because it's, probably fake. So yeah, make sure you're subscribed. Give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's PositivelyWolf1. You can follow Brother Clint at Brother_Clint. You can email us at PositivelyWolfy@comcast.net. Thanks again for listening and have a great day.